Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader. In our last podcast, we resolved the critical mistake that most companies make when classifying their accounts. And I implored you to use a combination of both the level of engagement and future potential revenue to classify your accounts effectively for growth. This is called the Sales Leader Classification Model, and you can see a picture of it on this blog below. Now, when you use the Sales Leader Classification Model, your clients will end up in one of four segments: service, maintenance, key accounts, and growth. Let's look at each of these in more detail now. Service accounts. Clients with low levels of engagement and low potential are defined as service accounts. These are clients who call you sporadically for small orders, but are not really interested in working with you on a large or a customized solution. They buy the same products on each order. They price check every quote. And it's important that you work with them quickly and professionally, but reactively. Only deal with them when they call or email you. Check in with them proactively, maybe on an annual basis, to ensure you put them on any regular company correspondence that's relevant to them. But don't be proactive about presenting new solutions with them, because it's just going to be a waste of your time. These are clients who treat you as a vendor, shop around for purchase every time they want to buy, and are not interested in a long-term relationship. Maintenance accounts. Clients with high engagement but low potential for growth are maintenance accounts. Typically, these are large clients that are profitable for you, but they're already maxed out on your solutions and can't grow. In some situations, they come to you because maybe you have the only solution in the marketplace and it's the only thing they require from you. In other cases, your maintenance clients might be your most loyal, long-standing clients who give you 100% of their available budgets. Whatever the case, you definitely don't want to lose these clients, since they represent a significant and consistent base to your income. Here's an example. For those of our clients who sell in the agronomy sector, the maintenance client represents those big farmers who buy all of their farming needs, seeds, chemicals, fertilizers, maybe even equipment, fuel, from a retailer, as well as selling back all of their finished product to the grain and the grain elevator, as well as selling back all of their grain, their finished product, to the grain elevator. There's simply no more business that this farmer can do with a retailer. They are a maintenance client. And maintenance client must be maintained profitably, but they'll never provide a lot of incremental growth. The third kind of client is what we call key accounts. These are clients with high levels of engagement and high potential for growth. These are clients who have a welcomed relationship with you, and they love developing that relationship with your teams. They consider you an insider, which is even more than a trusted partner. These high trust relationships with key accounts are actively working with you and your teams to grow. We've got a win-win situation in these accounts. In some cases, you might be working in a partnership for a new release of your product or a new version of your solution. Or you might have service staff embedded on site helping them with implementation. One of the top sellers at Helms Briscoe, a client of ours in New York, manages the travel and events for a large American TV network. This is a great example of a key account for him. He has three employees working for him who are physically located on site at the client to ensure a high level of service and maintain that insider status. New opportunities for growth are more readily created when you're an insider and have access to unique information and insights afforded only to those in high trust positions. Now, the last type of an account that falls in the sales leader classification model are the growth accounts. And these are clients with high levels of growth potential and low levels of engagement. These are excellent quality clients that are new in your community. While they represent excellent growth potential, you have not yet created the required relationships to ensure the potential can be converted into opportunities. Nurturing and relationship building are required. So the four classifications that emerge are service, maintenance, key, and growth accounts. Each one of these requires a different type of management. They require different nurturing so that you can gain the most out of your relationship with them.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.